This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. The Communist Manifesto represents a misguided philosophy which teaches the citizens to give up their God-given rights for the sake of common good. But it always ends up in a police state, which is the objective. This is called preventive justice, and control is the key. I'm going to go through all 10 planks that I have in front of me concerning the Communist Manifesto, and you will see how it runs antithetical in direct contrast to the Word of God. And keep in mind, it is God the giver of the rights, and of course, communists want to take away the rights, and they want to make themselves the God that rules the roost, per se. And that is communism. And then I'm going to parallel that to the modern day manifesto so you can understand it in layman's terms. Because it's pretty simple to understand, friends, as to what's going on in this country today. And before we get to that, I want to let you know that if you'd like to call in at any time, you can. It's 1-866-582-9933. I'd love to have a couple atheists call in and just challenge me on whatever they would like to challenge me on. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Or any one of these homosexuals, you know. I want one of them to call in, and I want them to prove everything that's going on in this country. I want them to put themselves in the position of the victim today. I would love for them to do that. Now, why am I saying that, friends? Because what I need to do is I need to jump over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com. Did you know that, friends, there's an atheist group, you know, those that don't believe in God, those that want you to believe that everything is permissible except what they say? An atheist group is suing a Tennessee sheriff for posting on Facebook, and a Tennessee lawman who posted an Easter message, you know, the resurrection of Christ, who was crucified, baptized, and resurrected on the third day to the glory of the Father. Well, he's being sued, okay, because for some reason, all 3 to 5 atheists in the United States of America don't like this. Now, what you need to understand, friends, is these are the people that are continuously crying victim. These are the people that claim everything hurts them, no matter what happens. Now they are emotionally scarred. They cry victim at every turn and seek to make others pay out for their pain. And the pain is what? The truth of the matter? Folks, these rats that scurry in the corner every time the lights are turned on, they don't like that light. They want that light removed because they're harmed by it. They're the victims of the truth, friends. And of course, they are the victims of the law. Folks, this is going to hold no water in court. This is an absolute joke. They're trying to set a precedent. But America, again, 318 million people in this country, stand back and let a handful of clowns, abominable clowns, get away with the things that they try to get away with. And for the life of me, again, I don't understand it. So now we hit the atheist. And keep in mind what I said yesterday about C.K. Chesterton. He was a preacher. He said, listen, if there was no God, there would be no atheist. Yep. and you want to confuse an atheist, just ask them where they came from or what did they premise their debates on. Because there's got to be right and wrong. But if you go that far with them, they scurry because they can't explain it. And I want to tell you why they can't explain it. It's because they don't want to explain it. It's that simple. Because they have a conscience just like you and I do. And conscience means with knowledge given unto each human being on this planet by God. We know what's right and we know what's wrong. And we also know that those that fight against God their whole lives only end up in hell on that day, knowing all the well within themselves. For some reason or other, they were deceived into believing that they were going to get away with something. Somebody else that tried to advocate atheism before them, their predecessors were trying to get away with. For some reason, they thought, well, maybe we can get away with something. You know, friends, and also keep in mind, dictators always advocate atheism. And evolution, hand in glove. It's idolatry. It's the oldest sin in the book. Now, the reason I'm saying the things that I'm saying now is, I hit the atheist. Now what I need to do is I need to go over and I need to highlight this really quick. Do you remember this? This is on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com by Mark Slavo. We are Americans, just not legally. You remember that, friends? We're Americans, just not legally. This was Time poster boy for illegal immigration. Okay? Now, what's interesting about this particular individual is this man, a New York man who was once featured in a Time magazine cover story about immigration reform, has now, you ready for this? Has now been sentenced to 15 years in prison. Oh, it's not going to be good for him there. Let me tell you. He's been sentenced to 15 years in prison for possession of, guess what, friends? Child pornography. Man, this homosexual, these pedophiles, it's just amazing how they keep getting busted for their crimes concerning children. It reminds me of Jared Fogle. Remember that guy from Subway? You know the guy, the big guy, the obese guy that lost all the weight? Well, he's in prison today, too, for guess what, friends? Child pornography. It's interesting how these guys that advocate the lifestyle that God calls an abomination, it's interesting how they keep getting busted with children. Wow! What is possibly going on here, friends? What could it be? Is the homosexual manifesto, is it just a satire, or is it a reality? You're going to have to tune in tomorrow at the same bat time in the same bat channel to find out what Bradley's been telling you for 6 years. Because guess what you're going to find out tomorrow? You're going to find out what I said to you 6 years is exactly what it's been about over the last 6 years. Time magazine cover story about immigration reform. The man that's responsible, that's on the cover, Roy Nahum, 32, who was featured in the 2012 story titled We Are Americans, Just Not Legally, was also convicted in 2014 for attempted exploitation. Federal agents found porn that depicted boys as young as 9 years old performing, I'm not even going here, friends, sexual acts on his computer. He admitted to viewing and downloading the porn for multiple years. I'm just kind of curious, why was it that the feds let this guy go on after he pulled up the second picture? And that's amazing. Now, friends, I have to tell you, every time I highlight these crimes, I've got to tell you, it shocks me. Because I was in the rock and roll scene. I was raised up in the hood. And it's also interesting to note, I never heard of crimes like this, nor did I even know what a pedophile was until George W. Bush got into office. And nobody advocated the homosexual lifestyle to gay communities more than, guess who? George W. Bush. Remember that, Christian friends?
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Yo, my name is Apache Davis, and I support the Sons of Liberty because the Sons of Liberty still believes America is good, that belief in God is the cornerstone of our republic, that character and virtue is important, and families are the basic building blocks of society.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Welcome to the show that really stinks. Owner Events, brought to you by Citrus Magic. Today, the Jones family will name all the odor events they can in 30 seconds. Ready? Go!
Rotten garbage can.
Yes, Molly.
Ew, musty basement.
Good, Jimmy.
Poopy diaper.
Yep, Haley.
Smelly socks.
Yes, Dave.
Stinky litter box.
Yes, Molly.
Ugh, funky fridge fumes.
Good, Jimmy.
Putty odor pee.
Yes, Haley.
Cat feet. Wait, cat pee.
You're out of time.
But
I'm sorry. See you again next week for...
Pet Squirrel.
Odor Events, the show that really stinks.
Get rid of the odor events in your home with Citrus Magic. The strength of its citrus makes odors disappear, leaving the fresh scent of natural citrus. Look for Citrus Magic in the air freshener aisle in Target, Kroger, Safeway, Publix, Walmart, and other fine stores everywhere.
Just talking about the guy on Time Magazine. It was the guy that said, you know what? We're just not here legally. And he was the guy that Time Magazine was using to advocate illegals coming over here concerning immigration, friends, back in 2012 and 2014. Then they found out that he was actually a pedophile, downloading for years child pornography. I said right before the break, friends, you know, it's interesting. I was in the rock and roll scene for a lot of years of my life. I toured the United States. Not a lot. I'm still in my 40s, right? But in saying that... you know it goes with rock and roll and musicians, right? Everybody's partying. Really wasn't a partier. You always had girlfriends, right? That was a part of the game. Because you're always looking for something to fulfill, you know, what you were really looking for. And you were touring. You were, you know, trying to have the best of time so you could just slowly stifle and sear your own conscience. And until I got saved 20 years ago, and then up until George W. Bush, I didn't even know what a pedophile was. I've never even heard of it. And what's interesting about these people is they do the unthinkable. They do the unthinkable. Because, America, you need to understand that these people do the unthinkable because they don't believe that you'll ever believe the crimes that they commit. That's why they do the unthinkable. Matter of fact... this was some time back, but Larry Brinken, who's a career lawyer and a homosexual activist, who was crowned by the homosexual community when he led the effort to legalize, which God calls an abomination, which has never been in the history of mankind, same-sex marriage in California. He's also the man that was making $135,000 per year working for the Human Rights Commission in San Francisco. Keep in mind, the chief of police there is a transgender, and so is the mayor. As a matter of fact, the board of supervisors, going back to Larry Brinken, even established a Larry Brinken Week in February of 2010 in his honor. Oh, isn't that sweet? This, I mean, this is like crazy thinking, right? Stinking thinking. Well, did you know that the San Francisco Weekly reported Larry Brinken, San Francisco's well-known gay, homosexual, sodomite right activist, appeared in court this afternoon where he pleaded not guilty to 6 felony charges of sending and receiving images of child pornography. This is the head of the organization, friends. Okay? The charges came 3 months after Brinken, 66, was arrested by San Francisco police. By the way, P.S., friends, I called them on live radio, if you remember this, and I never got a phone call back from the San Francisco police. And I'll tell you why, because once I called in, when it went to the sergeant of the police, he sounded just as queer as the individual that's committing the crime and that was busted for committing the crime here. But I never heard back from him. So going back to Larry Brinken, who claims he's been using the email, gives the address, to view images of children as young as perhaps 1 year old being sodomized and performing sexual acts on adult men, accompanied by his highly racist commentary. These are the victims' friends, right? Comments included, "I love especially the little black," he used the expletive, "2-year-old getting nailed," he said. "Hope you'll continue so I can see what the little blonde expletive is going to get." This is sexual acts on little children, friends. "White power," he said, "white supremacy, white expletive rules." This is Larry Brinken. This is who the homosexuals are high-fiving and honoring him with his own week, Larry Brinken Week in San Francisco. And folks, this is just the tip of the iceberg. You know, and one of the things, friends, that I try to highlight, and I need to get into the details here concerning what this is all about, but the child trafficking documentary, some in Congress didn't want you to see, when I highlight the documentary Conspiracy of Silence, folks, you need to understand that these were young people. This has been going on for a long time in this country. Watergate was a pedophile cover-up. Okay? But friends, what you need to understand, Conspiracy of Silence is the documentary that I continuously highlight. Concerning when these crimes come up, I bring you back to Conspiracy of Silence. If you have not taken the time to see the Conspiracy of Silence, please do for your kids' sake. Because what it is, it's a documentary that exposed a network of religious Catholic leaders and Washington politicians who flew children, orphans, friends, to Washington, D.C. for orgies. Little kids, friends, orphans. Many children suffered the indignity of wearing nothing but their undergarments and a number displayed on a piece of cardboard hanging from their necks when being auctioned off to foreigners in Las Vegas, Nevada, and Toronto, and in Canada. If there's something that grabs me besides abortion, it is this. And I want to tell you why. Because I know what it's like to grow up out there without a daddy. And I'm talking about a natural daddy. And I know throughout my life what I was exposed to. And I want to tell you, as a little kid being subjected to these Washington, D.C. and religious Catholic leaders that were having orgies with these little kids, and then now finding out that they're being auctioned off to foreigners in Las Vegas, Nevada, and Toronto and Canada. Hey, folks, when they go into foster care, you hear about this stuff all the time. How come this isn't in the news? How come they're not uncovering this? Because they're protecting this. I want you to hear what I just said. This is going on today. This is why your country is going the wrong direction. Conspiracy of Silence is a documentary that exposed the network of Catholic leaders and Washington politicians who flew children to Washington, D.C. for sex orgies. It's also a documentary that exposes kids being sold off to foreigners in Las Vegas. And by the way, some of the organization leaders in America were named as the ones that were selling children to foreigners in different countries. Now, at the last minute before the conspiracy of silence and that documentary is actually aired, unknown congressmen threatened the TV cable industry with restrictive legislation if the documentary was aired. And almost immediately, unknown persons who ordered all copies purchased the rights to the documentary. A copy of this videotape was furnished anonymously to former Nebraska State Senator and Attorney John DeCamp, who made it available to retired FBI agent Ted L. Gunderson. And on Tuesday, May 3rd, 1994, the video that you're about to, if you take the time to go online and watch it, friends, it was scheduled to air on the Discovery Channel. But again, influential members of Congress applied pressure to the cable industry to the stopping of the airing of the program and to destroy all copies. They paid them $500,000 not to air it. Friends, who paid these people off were the congressmen that were committing the acts. What are you seeing today in your country, folks? You're seeing those that are behind, and I'm talking about corruption in government, that are taking masks off. You're talking about transgenders using bathrooms. You're talking about the President of the United States giving a green light to sexual predators to go into certain stores across the country, and you're seeing a network that are allied together with hell, and that covenant will be broke in Jesus' name. You mark my words on it. It always is. And I also want to tell you, you stinking sick jokers out there, Exodus 22 comes to mind, and I want you to hear it clearly. If you at all touch one of these that cries out unto me, I will surely kill you with the sword. And many of these pedophiles know exactly what I'm talking about, especially when they step foot into prison. And I also want to tell you, across the country today, friends, judges are justifying those that are dealing with those that have violated their children. The judges are doing the right thing. We had a case just in Texas not too long ago where a individual came over to an individual's house, and it was a man on a little girl, but the father caught this individual actually violating his daughter. He sent him to his maker right then and there. The judge said that was justifiable. You better bet your bottom dollar it's justifiable. And it's going to be justifiable every step of the way, friends. And I want to tell you why. Because you don't go there. It's not even scriptural. I didn't even know any of this stuff was going on in this world, friends. I was blindsided by it. I remember a girl that I knew. She had said that, yeah, she was a dancer 25 years ago in Minneapolis. What was interesting about her, she was a pastor's kid, and she was a dancer. And she said, yes, men come in here because they like to look at me. And she said, they're pedophiles. And I said, what is a what? She said, a pedophile. I said, what's a pedophile? She said, that's where grown-ups preying on kids. I said, whoa. Folks, call me stupid, but I thought that was just the unthinkable act. And apparently with some of these people in Congress that don't want you to see them for who they are, I'll tell you what, you watch the conspiracy of silence, and it will explain a whole lot of what's going on, and it's time to stand up for our kids. My God, America.
When I was 15 and a half years of age, I had 2 large mercury fillings put into my teeth. I got very sick that day, and over time, the mercury exposure damaged my body. My sunny disposition turned to depression and low energy. Many years later, I understood what had happened, and in 1991, I replaced these mercury fillings with white composite. In 1997, I learned that the homeopathic mercury detox I did years earlier did not remove the mercury from my body. I began an effective means of removing mercury from my body. My digestion and elimination returned to normal, and I began to have my life back. From 1999 to 2005, I tested the level of mercury in my body, and each test showed my mercury burden was high. After 5 years on One World Way, I recently did another mercury test. The results showed my body is free of mercury and virtually all toxic metals. One World Way is very powerful for detoxification support. It has helped many, and it may help you. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. You know what comes to my aid right now, friends? Because I get really sick in my stomach. What comes to my aid right now is when Martin Luther, the great reformer, said, if it was up to me, I would have judged the world already. What a sick, sick country we are. You know, right before Martin Luther King Jr. was shot dead, he prophesied his death. He died the day after when he said he might not get there with you. It's interesting. Do you know what the sermon was that he was going to preach the following Sunday? How America is going to hell. And this is in 1968. To have full knowledge that this sort of stuff is happening in the United States of America, and notice how it's all aimed at the children. If it's not abortion aimed at the children, then it's sodomites aiming for our children. Their end aim. Mask off, friends. What's going on right now in your country? Are the corrupt in your government that mean to rule over you? And if you want to find out who means to rule over you, find out who means to silence you. There's the guilty party. And who's the guilty party, friends? It's the atheists. It's the homosexuals. It's the pro-murderers with blood money on their hands. And I find myself in prayer, oftentimes, friends, saying, Lord, how is it that I go to sleep at night knowing that 3,000 little innocent babies are being sold off on auction online by Planned Parenthood. We even have a criminal administration getting away with protecting those that are doing the killing and the selling. Senate refuses to vote off cutting the funds from Planned Parenthood. Senate, Congress, representatives are advocating the crimes against children through this transgender garbage, but this has been going on a long time ago. Folks, you know them by their fruit, and what is the fruit of these people? This is what they want. They want this to be the norm. They want this to be acceptable. They want you confused, and they want you stupefied. And why is it that they want you stupefied? Because they want absolute control over you. And what's interesting, and probably to their dismay and pleasure, is it's the American people that are going along willfully every step of the way, even going so far as to drop their kids off at the public schools. Couldn't ask for a better deal than that, could you? Nope. See, again, friends, the secret of freedom lies in educating people. But there's a whole lot of Americans out there that just want to, they want to talk about the issues. You know, they just want to talk about what the problem is. And isn't it interesting? They know how to talk about the problem, but they don't know how to give you the answer. That's the definition of ignorance. And I want to tell you what, whereas the secret of tyranny is in keeping them ignorant. Hey, you know how you keep them ignorant? Just entertain them. That's all you have to do is entertain them. And speaking of the atheists once again, friends, isn't it interesting? It's these people that are decrying victim status just like all these other groups of people that just, they want their rights now. Oh, and P.S. You do know and understand that the pedophiles are seeking out their rights now, right? They want their rights too that God didn't give them. See, they want a free reign concerning the kids in this country. They want to have relationship with children. And they're appealing to the devil in the White House, and they're asking him, can we have our rights too? And you know what's sad about this, friends, in all sincerity, is in this country, America, you show more mercy to the criminal than you do the victim. You show more mercy to the criminals than you do the victims. You buy their lies. And isn't it interesting how many times you find them to be repeat offenders? It reminds me of the individual that was on a ship. He was a captain of a ship. And I noticed concerning the captain of the ship over and over and over and over again, he would show mercy to another ship that was taking shots at him. It didn't happen once. Didn't happen twice. You know, but the thing is, the captain that was being shot at, he was so merciful. I mean, he was so merciful about it. It just got to the point where he looked at him and said, hang on a second, you know, you got to quit doing that. And again, what he did is he accepted it the first time, then a second time. See, friends, there was a story of a merciful captain of a ship, and while a passing ship shot at the captain's ship, the captain showed mercy on him and warned him not to shoot again. Well, the ship shot at him again and again and again, but the kind captain didn't retaliate. His mercy ended up bringing the destruction not only upon himself, but all of those on his ship. For by allowing the enemy to attack him twice, the passing ship shot at him a third time and killed them all. Yep. That's the fallen state and the carnal state of America's version of love right there. And they're the first ones to say, who are you to judge me? Hey, folks, let me say this. How ridiculous to overlook judgment because of kindness. Then love wounds itself by killing justice. And that's exactly the pith and marrow of the heart of America today. Should not God judge a nation such as this? Oh, you better bet your bottom dollar he should, and he is. We live in a society where it's accepted news. It's accepted to stand down in the face of the assaults by a criminal administration day after day after day after day, month after month after month after month, and year after year after year after year. And what's even more terrible about it? You know who's doing it, and they're still there doing it. The American people are so stupidly ignorant that they buy the fact that even concerning those that are running for president of the United States of America, that they're actually legit. Hey, friends, how many lies does it take to make you a liar? Somebody say it. Come on. Yeah. Oh, I heard you. Yep. One. Exactly. So how many crimes does it take for you to commit before you're actually acknowledged as a criminal? Oh, I know in America, you know, three strikes and you're out. Just think about that, America. You have a government now telling you that you can commit the crime two times, but if you do it the third time, we're going to actually deal with you. They're encouraging the crimes because they make $64 billion a year off of you committing the crimes. What they don't know is it's destroying their future posterity as well. But they don't care. Remember the congressman last week that we highlighted, friends, who just wrote a book? Just talking about how stupid the American people are and how easy they are and how naive they are. Yet again, friends, I come back to my responsibility and say I've been faithful to you by the Spirit of God because God has been faithful to you in Jesus' name to warn you as to what you're dealing with. And what is that? When you make yourself sheep, the wolves will devour. And they devour, and they devour, and they devour. Now, going back to my highlight as to what I want to talk about today, because it coincides. Hey, friends, where the people fear the government, you have tyranny. America, this is the definition of tyranny. Where the government fears the people, you have liberty. You have an effeminate, homosexual, sodomite, foreigner in the White House that's assailing you over the last 7 3/4 years, entertaining your sworn enemies, making way for your sworn enemies to take over the position in which you have right now, which is perfect judgment. It's exactly to a T what the Lord said he would do to a nation that forsakes him. You know, for a better way of saying it, friends, if I didn't care about you, I would say you have coming what you have coming. You deserve what you get. You know what, friends? That's what foreigners are saying about you. If they're not a group of foreigners, which is easily the majority waiting for the American people to respond to the Constitution and its enumerated laws and to deal with corruption at hand, because, friends, the world's afraid of America because of what you allow in the White House. And it's interesting, America, you're the ones that are under attack. And they're using your boys and they're using your girls to go ahead and plunder nations at will. Because of the military-industrial complex. Because there's a whole lot of money to be made. See, folks, where the people fear the government, you have tyranny. Where the government fears the people, you have liberty. Are you walking at liberty? Folks, there's a whole lot of whistleblowers today dying off, aren't they, mysteriously? All right, you got an administration sticking their dog on you, America. Especially your whistleblowers, your heroes, your patriots. They're doing their best to silence them. They're doing their best to silence real journalists. And I'll tell you what, if they don't take the threat, then they'll go and kill them. And America's okay with that. And they'll buy the story that person just shot himself in the head 8 times. They'll buy the story that Justice Scalia didn't have to have an autopsy. They'll buy the story. Hey, just listen to old Adolf. Remember Brother Adolf? You know, one of the Illuminati, one of the elite ones, you know, the ones that are burning in hell right now. Oh, they won't admit that, friends. It doesn't matter if they do or not. They're about to find out. Hey, just tell them a big lie, man. They'll believe it. Hey, they'll buy anything the American people will. They'll buy anything because they believe everything but the truth. It's sad, America, that you have an administration that knows how to lie better than you know how to tell the truth or uphold the truth. It's true. It's true. And you know what's funny, friends? Is I'm the one that they call radical. They call me radical. No. It's not an issue of being radical, friends. And I'll tell you what. Let me say it this way. If it takes fire to fight fire, I'll tell you what. I got a bigger God than the one that you think you serve. And he's a consuming fire. And he's the one that said, "Is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces. Go ahead, world, and beat on the anvil."
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, friends. This is Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer, and this day, a sissified Christianity is sure is good to know that there's a man's man like Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
As I was saying right before the break, you go ahead and beat on the church world. You just keep going and being your big bad self. You go ahead, world. You just keep being your big bad old self while the righteous stand by and watch you do it. You know, what comes to my aid right now is countries are judged for the very purpose that they are not valiant for the truth. Had a guy tell me yesterday, you know what, Bradley? You know, I'm the kind of guy that's at peace with everybody. And I said, really? And I'll tell you what, I rose up real quick. I said, that's interesting because I got a question for you, Christian brother from another mother. How can two walk together unless they be agreed? How is it that you're at peace with a world that's at war with your God? I'm curious. How does that work? I mean, King David said that he was a companion of all them that feared the Lord, that hated evil, pride, arrogancy, and the evil way, and the froward mouth. And it's interesting that you're at peace with the world that's at war with God, but it's also interesting to note that he said that I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of judgment. Judgment in which America refuses to bring forth upon the heads of the wicked. And yet David prayed, Lord, it's time for you to work, for they have made void thy law. That's exactly what's going on. Yeah. History repeating itself again. And oh my goodness, not only America, but the world's going to find out the hard way once again all over. But you know what? It's going to be a new group of people because when these people are gone, people forget that their life is but a vapor. They only have 70 to 80 years in strength that's promised to them. Read Psalm 90 when you get a moment, and then it's all over with. Going back. It's interesting how people can be at peace with the world and they let the Bradley Deans of the world do what they leave undone. But they're the first ones to stand by and criticize what I'm doing. I said to you right before the break, they call me radical and they're killing babies. And I'm telling you they're killing babies. And I'm telling you, America, to be the law and bring judgment upon them that are killing and responsible for killing the babies. And I'm radical. They're selling baby parts, and I'm radical because I'm telling you what they're doing. You know what? I am radical. Bradley, you're militant. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. That is the spirit of Christianity. As a matter of fact, it was George Washington that said the very soul of an army is discipline. Yeah, and discipline is the attributes and the routine of militant individuals. Jesus said straight and narrow and difficult is the way, and that's where we're at today. I care more about his honor than I do my own. I'm tired of Americans praising the wicked and doing nothing about it. I'm sick of it. Hey, folks, I'm radical. I'm radical. I'm the one pushing the law up, and you're praising the ones that are tearing it down. And I'm radical. Amen. That's a badge of honor here, man, let me tell you. I'm radical, and they're making a prey out of your kids. Hey, folks, I'm radical, and I was the one doing high schools across the country while the American people sat down and watched me get beat up by the press, and they just let it go. I'm radical going into public schools, friends, and colleges, and being told by the church that there's lines between church and state. Those are the people that were calling me radical. No, that's love. That's the definition of love. That's the pith and marrow in love. I have a question for the rest of you that listen to me on a 24/7 basis, 6 days a week. I got a question for you. How come you're not radical? How come you're not valiant for the truth? How come you don't lay it to heart? How come you're not shouting it off from the rooftops? Jesus said to shout it off the rooftops. Oh, no, man, you're just like that, you know, that little redheaded kid, you know? Yeah, I'm not redheaded, first and foremost. And you know, you're just like over the top. No. If it takes being over the top to put a stop to this lawfully before God and before man, I'm good for that in Jesus' name. I also said right before the break, hey, world, you keep being your big bad self. You just keep being your big bad self. You keep pounding away at the anvil. You just keep pounding and pounding on the Christians. You keep doing that. Had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Because what comes out of that is the power of the Holy Ghost to the glory of the Father, and that's what makes a witness of the resurrection. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. By the way, those words were shouted when judgment was commenced upon a wicked, wicked people who deserved it. Hallelujah. Amen. If I was in a black church right now, I am in a black church right now. Bring it down, Brother Dean. Amen. Kicking the hell out of hell and getting to heaven in by the power of the Holy Ghost. That they would know what sort of men we are. And what sort of men are among them. With strong confidence and much fear of the Lord. Receiving the word of God in much affliction, but with joy in the Holy Ghost. Hey, world, you keep being your bad self. Hey, all you criminals that are behind the scenes with the guys and the mask of good government on your face, you just keep being your big old bad self. It's almost over. Good for you. Good job. Good job. Look at you done. The harassment my ministry receives, you know what? Good job. You get to go home and tell your wives who you harassed today. You stinking cowards. You're the worst of men. Hey, honey, guess what? You know, we dropped over Bradley Dean's house, one of those helicopters, black, no markings and all that other good stuff, you know, and we want to intimidate him and his wife and his little boys. That's what we do. That's what we are. Oh, good job. Hey, I want to tell you something, though. You know, it's interesting to note that in the process of everything I've gone through in the last 20 years, you notice how it's the hammer that's always replaced and not the anvil? You notice how it's always the big bad world that's replaced and not the anvil? The anvil is the church. It's the rock. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. That's when you have your feet upon the rock. You keep being your big old bad self, church, world. I was going to highlight the Communist Manifesto, which is, number one, the abolition of private property, heavy progressive income tax, abolition of all rights of inheritance, confiscation of property to all immigrants and rebels, central bank, government control of communications and transportation. Going back to number four, friends, confiscation of all property of all immigrants and rebels, those that rebel against tyranny. Okay, just to keep that in mind. Number six, government control of communication and transportation. Number seven, government ownership of factories and agriculture. Boy, this sounds like it's already happened. Eight, government control of labor. Whoa, they're working on that today. I just talked to a pharmacist the other day. He said 90% of his company is owned by the federal government. Of course it is. You're a drug dealer for him. Didn't you realize that? You're dealing drugs. Number nine, corporate farms, regional planning. Number 10, government control of education. Wow, that was pretty easy. I mean, really, we're dimming our own light and we think that we're actually winning the day. Modern day, Communist Manifesto, corrupt the young, get them away from Christianity. This explains MTV. Sure does. Number two, break down morals. This explains television. Psalm 101, verse 3. David said he would set no wicked thing before his eyes. America, I don't care if you're a Christian or not. You have no business turning that television on. There's nothing good there. Number three, encourage civil disorders and a soft attitude towards crime. This explains crime. Number four, divide the people into hostile groups, race, religion. This explains Barack Hussein Obama. Number five, get people's mind off their government by focusing their attention on athletics, sex, entertainment. This, again, explains the media, the prince of the power of the air, who, by the way, is subject to the governor of all nations and the king of kings and the lord of lords. There is no excuse. Number six, get control of all media. Oh, six corporations worldwide own the media. Good for them. All right. America, you know that. Number seven, destroy people's faith in their leaders. This explains gossip newspaper columns degrading our godly leaders, which are very far and few between. They're as rare as hen's teeth. And number eight, cause the registration of all firearms, eventually confiscate. This explains what's going on today. So there you have it, friends.
Amen. And you know what? This is not a sugar-coated message. This is not a message that most people enjoy hearing who are outside of righteousness. But those who are in righteousness, give a hearty amen, hallelujah. You know, as Bradley always says, if I was in a black church, what would they be saying? Bring it down, Brother Dean. And that's what we're doing here on a daily basis on the Sons of Liberty. And we want you to take part and join us in this fight as we reach out to this next generation, both young and old, with the message of truth. And how you can do that is by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. It's as easy is going to our website, sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty and support this work on a monthly basis to get out and reach the masses. If you feel convicted and you feel inspired every time that you hear this message, think of how many more people out there need to hear the same. Be a part of reaching the masses. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims, we just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.